This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House is clarifying its position on Iran after President Joe Biden gave an interview in which he indicated that the United States would not lift sanctions until Tehran stops enriching uranium. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Monday, quote, "Just to be very clear, the president never said that exactly." Biden, in a television interview aired Sunday, nodded when CBS anchor Nora O'Donnell asked about lifting sanctions and whether Iran must first halt enrichment of uranium at a higher level than allowed under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Agreement. The United States withdrew from the international agreement, often known as the Iran nuclear deal, under the Trump administration. The White House press secretary said Monday, "I think if we were announcing a major policy change, we would do it in a different way than a slight head nod." She said if Iran comes into full compliance with its obligations under the international agreement, the United States would do the same. She said Washington would then use that as a platform to build a larger and stronger agreement. State Department officials are echoing that message and emphasizing that they are discussing the issue with allies rather than seeking dialogue directly with Tehran. State Department spokesman Ned Price, also speaking Monday, told reporters, quote, "When it comes to getting engagement with the Iranians, we're not there yet. We want to again make sure that we have our ducks in a row with our closest friends, our closest partners and allies, as well," he added, "as with the U.S. Congress." The pact had allowed Iran to enrich uranium at a 3.67% concentration level, but since mid-2019, it had pushed enrichment to 20%, the level it had achieved before the accord. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Myanmar's military declared a curfew Monday in the country's two most populous cities following days of large protests against the junta's seizure of power last week. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated across Myanmar for the third consecutive day Monday, exactly 1 week after the junta detained Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government. The demonstrators held signs that read, "Save Myanmar, we want democracy." Some held just photos of Suu Kyi. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, the general who led the coup, made no mention of the unrest in his address to the nation Monday evening. It was his first since taking power. He reiterated claims that the November election was fraudulent, but he promised to hold new elections to bring a true and disciplined democracy, in his words, different from previous eras of military rule. The military announced an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew would be imposed in the cities of Yangon and Mandalay. The United Nations has called for the coup to be reversed, urging international actors to, quote, "carry out calls for a return to democracy." Reuters news agency is reporting that North Korea maintained and developed its nuclear and ballistic missile programs through 2020 in violation of international sanctions. Reuters said the information came from a confidential United Nations report examined by a reporter on Monday. The report by independent sanctions monitors said Pyongyang produced fissile material, maintained nuclear facilities, upgraded its ballistic missile infrastructure, and continued to seek material and technology for those programs from abroad. The annual report to the Security Council's North Korea Sanctions Committee comes just weeks after U.S. President Joe Biden took office. A State Department spokesman said Monday the administration planned a new approach to North Korea, including a full review with allies, quote, on ongoing pressure options and the potential for any future diplomacy. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump met three times in 2018 and 2019, but failed to make progress on U.S. calls for Pyongyang to give up its nuclear weapons and on North Korea's demands for an end to sanctions. Colombian President Iván Duque will give temporary protective legal status to Venezuelan migrants, according to a joint statement with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi. The status will allow the migrants to work legally in Colombia. It's the top destination for people fleeing economic and social collapse in neighboring Venezuela. About 966,000 of the 1.73 million Venezuelan migrants living in Colombia do not currently have legal status. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.